stigma of being in prison? Is that over your head?
Oh, the stigma is horrible. It took me almost 3 years to determine that I was going to wear my prison situation as a badge of courage and not be shamed one bit because I wasn't guilty of what I was convicted. But I felt that, contrary to most people, I'd paid my debt for all the other sins I might have committed. I took that 18 months as a vindication of those. I never have felt that I didn't do something extraordinary by getting through it and being able to live a productive life.
Does it bother you today that your voting right was taken away from you?
Not as much as my relationships with people. John, I could never apply for a job. I could never hope to get into a business deal. I could never form a friendship without first telling them about my situation, because if I'd gone ahead any one of those times, the people would have thought that I was trying to fool them because I didn't tell them about my record. Consequently, every new person I met who I wanted to befriend, I had to go through the whole story.
Were there other people in prison that you thought were innocent?
No. I think of the 50 people with me, I'd be amazed if anyone were.
When you came out, you worked for a law firm as a legal assistant?
Well, I did the real estate business, helping a realtor. I couldn't get a real estate license, but I could do other things to assist them. And then I worked as a paralegal or a legal assistant for two major firms in San Diego, two marvelous men who trusted me and who gave me some very good responsibility.
Just in your own words, you were obviously innocent of the charges.
Absolutely.
That were brought against you.
Absolutely, and I've trumpeted my innocence since the day of the conviction.
What Bible verse has sustained you?
Probably Proverbs 4. I'll paraphrase it, because I had to leave it to the Lord to handle things that I was not capable of handling myself. That's the paraphrase.
So why did you write the book?
To tell my descendants my side of the story, number one. Number two, to show people that forgiveness can lift burdens that you can't imagine. And I see the danger that the Arab world is falling into by not being able to forgive who they consider the infidels. I also see a problem with forgiveness among some of our own religious people about other religions. And I don't mean the Arabs. I mean members of the Protestant church who certain members don't want to forgive the other ones. And then that optimism will win the day almost invariably. And if you lose your sense of optimism, you're giving yourself up to the devil.
What do you want Oklahomans to think of you today in 2012?
I want them to read the book and make up their own mind. Of course, I'd love for all of them to believe me, but they aren't going to believe me. The ones that were against me are still going to be against me. But Even the enemies can learn something about overcoming obstacles, and I hope it helps them in their lives.
Sinatra Singh's regrets, I've had a few.
Oh, of course. Of course. But you know what? I'm 81 years old. I'm healthy. I'm married to the same lady. And every morning when I get up, I say it's going to be a good day. And believe it or not, John, in most cases it is.
You got real involved in Senior Olympics in California.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, you play yourself basketball, right?
Oh, yeah. And tennis. A partner of mine who I went to high school with in Oklahoma City was deputy editor of the Union Tribune, and he and I competed, and over a 10-year period, we won the doubles in our age group about six times.
A lot of young people will listen to this. What would be your advice to young people, whatever they're pursuing?
Go for it with your whole body, soul, and passion, and make the most important thing the mission, not the money.
And to those who may be listening who are wrongfully accused,
I would go to the Innocence Project if I felt I were wrongly accused and ask them to investigate my case.
Well, I want to thank you very much for this time that you've spent here with us to get this all on record and be heard for generations to come. And we didn't get into all the wonderful things you did in our state while you were governor, as a matter of fact.
I hope people will take the time when they hear your work here and investigate my administration. I think history is going to reward me very well. Not in my lifetime, but comparatively, I don't think there was a better governor ever for education than myself. Now, some of them are better in other fields, but not in education.
Good. Thank you, David. It was my pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, John. Same here.